All right, Todd, you know, the debate over the economic stimulus bill has invoked old arguments about the New Deal to the point where the president even addressed them last night in his press conference.
In fact, there are several who suggested that FDR was wrong to intervene back in the New Deal. They're fighting battles that I thought were resolved a pretty long time ago.
Well, the president might think they're resolved, but we have plenty of people willing to revisit those arguments, and this morning we're going to talk to two of them. Amity Schles is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and author of The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression. And Nick Taylor is here with us in the studio. He is the author of American Made, The Enduring Legacy of the WPA. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good morning.
Hey, Amity. All right. I'm going to start with you, Amity. What is the crux of the debate that has been revisited about the New Deal?
Well, the crux has changed. So we had two cruxes. Right now, the crux is about whether when the government spends in Washington, that brings the economy back in a sustained way. And some people think it will, or it's the best tool that we have to spend like crazy in Washington. And other people say, including, I guess, myself, that you get a jolt, you do better for a while, but it's not a sustained recovery. It's more of a populist pattern like in Latin America. One happy year and then sad years that follow because government spending isn't the optimal way to get productivity gains to get strong growth for a longer period.
Nick, what do you see as the arguments that we're revisiting?
Well, I think I'm not revisiting those arguments, by the way. I thought the New Deal was a done deal and a good deal. And in fact, when you look at the WPA, which provided economic stimulus and jobs during the Depression went on longer than it should have, not because of those jobs and that stimulus, but because Roosevelt withdrew the stimulus in 1937, causing a recession in the middle of the Depression.
Oh, somehow I think Amity's going to have a response to that. Amity?
Well, that is the story that we all should look at, 35 to 40. And Nick and I do. I am my forgotten book, my forgotten man book, my non-forgotten book. And
I was just going to say, please, no more self-deprecation.
So we're psyched about that. What I argue in the book and what the economists at the time were saying was that the government was intervening too much, one, by prosecuting, actually, scaring business to death, two, by raising taxes. They had an undistributed profits tax then. And there was a kind of frozen feeling. Corporations weren't investing the data that are relevant there, things like domestic private investment. They weren't investing. They were frozen. And the economy just waited for a time when it could work or be left alone but wouldn't be managed and prosecuted. Another component I want to add was monetary. There was a relative tightening. So that's a factor, too. That comes from the Fed, though, nowadays, not from spending so much.
Amity, we have an actual point of conflict here. If we got Nick to roll his eyes, then you must have said something good. What's going on, Nick?
Well, we look at economics, and economics is a science, just like physics and chemistry. But unlike physics and chemistry, it is a science that deals with human beings. And so while the theorists and the academics are trying to lay out all these grand plans for what the economy should be doing, people are suffering. They were suffering when Roosevelt became the president after 3 years of depression, and he had to do something. First it was relief, then it was jobs. And now we're in the same situation. We stand at the edge of a precipice, and the Republicans are wrapping themselves in the same cloak that they have torn to shreds over the last 8 years, the cloak of fiscal responsibility, just to gather themselves in opposition. And what we need is the jolt that Amity herself talked about to get the economy back on track.
Okay, well, let me jump in here real quick. Nick, are we the Republicans are saying that the New Deal didn't create jobs and didn't create jobs. I don't know whether or not they say it didn't.
Since I presumably know what the Republicans are saying,
yes,
according to you.
You can in one second. Hang on. You can address it in one second. I have a question. Nick, How instructive is the New Deal in terms of this economic stimulus? Is it like the New Deal? We're not creating what's called the alphabet soup. We're not creating a WPA. We're not creating a TVA. We are spending on infrastructure, but we're not creating massive, what the president calls make work projects. So is that argument even instructive for what we're doing today for or against?
Well, absolutely, because the jobs that were provided during the New Deal provided stimulus. Keynesian thinking was very new at the time, and what Roosevelt wanted to do, and Harry Hopkins, who headed the WPA, was to provide jobs and the dignity of work, which is a little bit of a paternalistic kind of thinking in today's terms. Nevertheless, that's what it did. And if you look at the infrastructure that the WPA created, it's with us today, 75 years later. It advanced the country. It improved the physical plant, and it helped us prepare for World War II.
Amity, I'm going to let you have the last word here.
The numbers tell the story. If we're talking about suffering, the main thing about the New Deal is that in the later 30s, unemployment was 15 or 20% in some months, and that even the great defenders of the New Deal in that period acknowledged that it was more or less always over 10%. That is the humane number.
It was because Roosevelt withdrew stimulus.
That is a very constructed argument and not accurate, I would say, Nick. It was because Roosevelt ceased to spend. The morning after that we are also going to have, after we spend this, we'll have two great years. It'll be a high, and then there will be a big come down.
So what's wrong with two great years?
What's wrong with two great years? Is the future of the economic growth of the U.S. in the government or is it in the private sector? Obama, the new president himself, said it was in the private sector. What this package does is make it more difficult for that private sector to deliver those future jobs.
All right. We're going to have to end it there, but I'm so glad that both of you came by. Amity Shales, thank you so much for joining us, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and author of the not-forgotten book, The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression. Mr. Taylor, Nick Taylor, thank you for joining us here in the studio.
My pleasure.
Nick Taylor.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay. Nick Taylor, author of American Made, The Enduring Legacy of the WPA.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.